The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe Piscopo, it's Jimi Hendrix and my man. Come on now.
You don't care for me. I don't know care about that. You got a new flu.
Fired up.
I am the only one a burning desire. Let me stand next to your fire.
So, a lot of news to get into today, and I appreciate the phone calls, 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone lines and AM 970, The Answer. We are on YouTube. We are on Facebook. We're Facebooking. They're verbs now. YouTubing. And you can go to at Jersey Joe Piscopo, J-R-Z-Y Joe Piscopo on Twitter, and we will get back to you ASAP. But we want to put everything aside. We want to clear these 50,000 watts. We want to clear the streaming all across the country, all around the world on AM970TheAnswer.com for Commissioner Bernard Kerik, former commissioner of the NYPD. And what he has done in this Eddie Gallagher case is nothing short of monumental. Bernie is a friend. He doesn't forget that we're pals on this show, and yet he makes international news by getting Eddie Gallagher freed. I'm telling you, this is huge.
Don't get carried away.
And
don't
you still remember to come back to the show. And not only that, you called us. And you're up at like 3:30 in the morning. You got no sleep. You called. I'm telling you, there's no loyalty anymore, Bernie. Thank you for your loyalty, brother. Right. I swear to God, am I right or wrong? There's no loyalty anymore. It's not you called.
Yeah,
I
would agree. I would agree.
You know what I'm saying? And congratulations on all that you did with Eddie Gallagher. Could you walk us through that, how you ended up there and why this is? And you said it's one of the most historic. This is one of the historic cases in all of Navy's history, correct?
Well, look, first of all, I want to make sure that it's clear this was a team effort. Okay, so I met Andrea Gallagher and Sean Gallagher, Eddie's wife and his brother, back in November of last year. Befriended them, came friends with them, got to know them.
Where'd you meet them, Bernie, if I may ask?
Somebody introduced me to them through social media because of the case.
Yeah.
I took an interest in the case. I wrote about it. And I was concerned. You know, on September 14, 2001, President Bush came to Ground Zero and he said, we're going to find and catch the people that did this to the city and America. And then we sent all these people over to the Middle East and around the world to go after the terrorists, right? Eddie Gallagher was one of those people. And when I see things like this, it bothers me. So I got involved. I met the family. And at some point, about 4 months after we were friends, I told Andrea Gallagher, I said, look, I hate to tell you this. I think your lawyers are horrible. I don't think they're doing the right thing. And I think you need a new legal team. I'd like you to talk to a personal friend, Tim Parlatore, who's a phenomenal lawyer. He's one of my lawyers. He's a great guy. I said, talk to him and just get some advice from him. Yeah. And within 2 hours, she called me back and she said, look, how do I get that guy on my team? How do I get him involved? I spoke to Tim. We brought Tim into it. And then over the next month, we wound up getting Mark Mukasey, who is, you know, a major, major lawyer in New York City, in the country, got him involved. And that was sort of the dream team. But here's the thing that I don't think a lot of people realize. Mark Mukasey and Tim Parlatore, with other lawyers from Tim's team and a couple JAG attorneys, in four months, took over this case. A premeditated murder case, war crimes case, shooting innocent civilians and all that nonsense, and in 4 months went to trial against the U.S. Navy, and he was acquitted on every single war crimes charge.
That is huge. Now, are there going to be repercussions to the incidents of prosecutorial misconduct? Because what went on in the case, it seemed like there was misconduct that you saw from the get-go, yes?
Well, that's some of the things that concerned me early on. It was something that concerned Tim and Mark. We saw a number of violations of, where they were suppressing Brady material, suppressing exculpatory evidence. And then at some point in time, they actually put a tracking beacon on the defense team's emails. In other words, they were monitoring our emails without a warrant, which is a federal crime. And the Navy prosecutor that did this, he actually told the judge, the Navy judge, he was doing it with the U.S. attorney in San Diego. And he told the U.S. attorney in San Diego that, he was working with the Navy judge. Lied on both ends and got caught. Tim Politore found the beacon on the emails, and we brought light to it. And from that point on, the judge, the Navy judge, whacked the prosecutor, threw him off the case, and he also let Eddie Gallagher out of pretrial confinement and sent him home.
That was huge. Bernie, you were in the courtroom when Corey Scott, was that his name? Corey?
Yeah, the medic.
He went in and he said he put his hand. Could you walk us through exactly what happened and what was the feeling in the courtroom when you heard that?
Eddie was charged with stabbing to death and killing an ISIS terrorist, right? So we had interviewed Corey Scott about 3 weeks before the trial. And during that interview, we asked him what happened, where he was, what he was doing, what he saw. And at some point in time, he says to us in this room that we're in, The terrorist asphyxiated and stopped breathing and died and had nothing to do with Eddie Gallagher. So Mark Mukasey said, asphyxiated, you mean he stopped breathing, right? Yes. How did he stop breathing? And before he got to answer, his attorney was with him and he stopped him and he said, listen, we are working on some immunity deals and immunity issues and we can't get into it.
Wow.
So at trial... Under direct examination, now this is the prosecutor's witness. The prosecutor asked him, asphyxiation. So he asphyxiated? Yes. They were so focused on Eddie Gallagher, they didn't ask the next question. They didn't ask how, what they say, and what was Eddie Gallagher doing? Where was the chief? Forget the chief for a minute. Ask the question.
Yeah.
So on cross-examination, Tim Politore got on and said, you mentioned asphyxiation. You mean he stopped breathing, right? Yes. How did he stop breathing? And this medic basically talking in the same manner in which we're talking, maybe like he's ordering coffee from Starbucks. He says, I took my hand, I placed it over the air tube on the crank on his neck. I stopped the airflow until he died.
Whoa.
And everybody in the courtroom's like looking at each other thinking, what did he just say?
Yeah, man.
And Tim said, so you killed him? He said, yeah. Why? Why did you kill him? He said he was going to die anyway. He was going to die anyway. He had blast lung. He had been shot. He had massive blood loss. And he basically said if they sustained him, if they stabilized him, the Iraqis would have tortured him and killed him anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Gosh almighty, and you were in the courtroom. I mean, what was the reaction of the judge, just out of curiosity?
I got to tell you, the Navy judge, Captain Aaron Rue, I think he was one of the best judges that I've seen in a while.
Mm-hmm.
He was super fair.
Yeah.
He wasn't pro-prosecutor like many judges are these days.
Yeah.
Very fair. Very smooth. Cool.
You know what's amazing, man? I got to tell you, first of all, Eddie Gallagher's legal problems are over.
Yeah, well, he's going through a phase where the sentencing kicks in, and his attorneys have to work that out with the command. But I think the command, hopefully, they're going to deal with this in a fair way. He'll take his punishment, put in his retirement, and move on. He was found guilty of taking a photo with the ISIS terrorist. But to me, listen, there was a lieutenant, one of his superiors in the photo. There were six other guys in the photo, whatever. Don't kill this guy's career for that photo, because I promise you there's thousands of them out there of other guys that have taken these kind of photos.
Yeah. What's it feel like, though? If you don't step up, Freddie Gallagher, he's in jail for life.
You know something, Joe? We were leaving, Tim and I and Mark were leaving on July 4th. We were saying our goodbyes to Eddie, and he came up to us outside, and he said, you know, I got to talk to you guys 1 second. He was extremely emotional. He said, you saved my life. If it were not for you, this would have not gone the way it did, and I want to thank you. And that's a hell of a thing to have somebody say to you.
Commissioner, I know you, and we're friends, and it's interesting how life happens. What you went through in your life, you know, whatever, witch hunt or anything, it's like it set you up for helping the president pass this first step law, helping reform criminal justice. You were right there front and center with President Trump. I saw it right there. He shook your hand first before anybody else after all you went through, and now you saved a life in Eddie Gallagher.
You know what it is, Joe? When you go through something like I have, you know what can happen if you don't have the right legal team. If you know what can happen if you don't have the funds. You know, people think, you know, you have constitutional rights. Well, I have to tell you, a felony conviction, when you're fighting that, you're fighting for your life, literally. And you don't have the constitutional rights you think you have if you don't have the money to pay for them.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
you don't have the money to pay for a strong legal defense. In Eddie's case, I have to admit, the Navy SEALs Fund was phenomenal in helping him and his family take care of the legal defense funds.
Yeah.
And, you know, without them, without the support of the American people, and there was overwhelming support from the American people and from the Navy SEAL community. I met so many hardcore, you know, the real brotherhood of the SEAL community in Coronado, in San Diego, people that came out for Eddie. They are the people, you know, and I'm in awe of these guys, because when New York City needed somebody to come to our defense, these were the men that went out there and did it.
Yeah, man.
You know, our special operations community, special forces, Navy SEALs, Delta, U.S. Rangers, these are the kind of people that go out there and fight that fight. And we have to support them when they're wronged.
So what happens when you get somebody like the Southern District in New York? And it, the way they're the witch hunt that they're going after President Trump and Andrew Cuomo, who I know Andrew 100 years. Who is this guy? Tish James. We love Tish James. What's going on? They're using the Southern District of New York as like a hit squad against the president, now going after his tax returns. I can't trust, and I would dying to hear your take on all of this, Bernie, after all you went through and your legal situation. I'm not trusting anybody. The deep state, the DOJ, the Mueller probe, it dilutes the real law and order of the country, does it not?
You know, yes, it does, Joe. And it seems like it's only getting worse. Selective and political prosecutions, it basically seems like they're growing. And now, because of the polarization in politics, you know, it's happening more than ever.
Yeah.
And the political leaders around the country, they are using the Justice Department as a political tool. When you talk to Dershowitz later,
yeah,
ask him, because there's nobody that can talk about this better than he can.
Right. It's so true. Hope Hicks? I mean, Hope Hicks they're going to bring in? Hope Hicks? What are
it's
they
nonsense.
Doing?
Listen, this is just harassment and torture. Keep in mind, if Hope Hicks, they bring her in,
yeah,
she has to pay for those attorneys.
Yes, thank you.
They bankrupt every one of the staff members, the family members, the friends. They bankrupt them with legal fees. The Department of Justice doesn't cost them a dime.
It's so true. Commissioner Bernard Carrick, fascinating story. Before we let you go, Bernie, if we may, I want to ask you some law enforcement questions. Antifa, how do we deal with this? This is a terrorist group, and the press isn't even addressing this issue.
Well, I think a couple things. One, I think it should be designated, labeled as a domestic terror group, number one. Number two, I think there has to be an internal investigation or some kind of investigation that identifies where their money comes from, Joe.
Mm.
Somebody's funding them.
Yeah.
Somebody's funding them. What is terrorism? Terrorism is the threats, intimidation, and violence for political reasons That's what this group is all about. Somebody's funding it. I think we have to look at who is funding it. I think it's going to come back to a George Soros or other people like him. And I think they should be held accountable for the violence, the threats, and the intimidation that these guys impose on political adversaries.
Yeah. And before we let you go, Commissioner, this Megan Rapinoe of the U.S. Women's Soccer Team. I mean, I'm rooting for the team. It's great. The girls won. It's spectacular. Why does it become political like this, Bernie?
It sickens me. Huh? And I, you know what? I don't blame those girls, honestly. I blame the coaches, and I blame the committee, and I blame people like that. If you're not a supporter of this country, and you don't support the president of this country, you can't be on that team. I don't give a damn how good you are.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be allowed to represent the country that you hate. You shouldn't be allowed to represent the country that, you know, you despise.
Yeah.
That you're going to stand up there and do all this political nonsense. That's not what it's about.
The country that gave you so much. Right,
right, exactly. Yeah. And I don't get it.
Commissioner Bernard Kerik, a great chat with respect and certainly affection. But Bernie, what you went through with the Eddie Gallagher situation is monumental. It's epic. And again, you always ask, why has this happened to me? What you went through and helping the first step, helping criminal justice reform. Eddie Gallagher. There's a reason for everything, brother.
It was a great team of lawyers, man.
Nah,
great team of lawyers. You made it happen. The best of the best.
You're very humble. You made it happen. Commissioner, thank you, my friend. God bless. And all the very best. Thanks for coming in, Bernie.
Thank you.
And thanks for remembering your friends, my brother. You know, hey, 821 right now with Joe on the radio. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads on AM 970 The Answer.
Thanks a lot, Joe, and good morning to you, and good morning, Commissioner Kerik. Let's see what's happening right now as we take it over to the New Jersey Turnpike. Major problems continue northbound, getting up toward 8A. The truck lane still closed. It's an ongoing accident investigation, an 11-mile delay heading through there. 202 northbound up through Branchburg, getting reports of an accident there as well. We're still seeing slowdowns as you head to the inbound Holland of about 20 to 25. Lincoln, that's a 30-minute delay getting into town. Stop-and-go traffic this morning as you head to the LIE West right at Queens Boulevard. A collision, more volume getting out toward the BQE. Mount Sinai Quorum Road getting up toward Patchogue Mount Sinai Road in Mount Sinai closed with an accident investigation. Sponsored by Positive Coaching Alliance. Got issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, offers more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org. Sunny today, high in the upper 80s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher has had enough.
I am so sick of these un-American miscreants who hate this country so much that they want to strip every symbol of our nation's beginnings, its foundings, its origins. And you know what? We can push back too. We can push back with truth, with logic. I am fed up.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
We all have those home projects we'd like to get to, but there's always something that gets in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects. And how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? Well, that's where Home Advisor can help. Home Advisor's True Cost Guide shows what others paid for similar projects, so you know you're getting a fair price. Home Advisor can even help you find the right pro for your job. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a major remodel, just tell them what you need and they'll match you up with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can read customer reviews, request quotes, book appointments, and it's free to use. Home Advisor makes it easy, so don't wait. Get those projects done so you can relax this summer. Now, to find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app today. Remember, that's homeadvisor.com, homeadvisor.com, or download their free app.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today.
Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Hey, ho, hey, wait a minute.
Hey, Episcopo in the morning. Thank you, Albert. I'll keep in control today. Commissioners, thank you, sir.
I will stand and shake your hand proudly. Thank you.
Just a great chat. We're jumping together. We got it. We got it now, Al. We on.
Hey, can I tell you something? And I love telling you good things. You know that. So that's what I like telling you about Route 22 Toyota. You got to listen to what Daddy's telling you. I don't even listen to myself sometimes. Why? When I all of a sudden I could hear my brakes going on the car, you know, and I hear that when you go to brake. Now you know you got a problem. $1,000 later. You know what I'm saying? Don't do what I do. Listen. Go to Route 22 Toyota. I'm going to give you a phone number. You call, and you have till 8:30. One of the first five callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection. You get a free oil change and filter. But the multi-point inspection, for the mama look that I am, if I listened to myself, I would have taken it over to Route 22 Toyota at the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey, and I would have got in there, and they would have said, hey, you know, your brakes are gone, and I wouldn't have had to spend the money that I spent. So here's a great opportunity for you to check your car, unlike what I do, right? First five callers, please. Next 5 minutes, if you call, I'll give you the number, 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes, I'll give you to 8:30, okay? And you get a free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. And when you're over there at the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey, you can meet Alex Kinsella. He's the general manager. You can get 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. How about that? Iggy is over there. Iggy Giuffre, really, truly one of the great guys I've ever met. Great guy. Carmelo is there. And Chester, Shoya, and Johnny. The way they help my sister Carol, I mean, they treat you the same exact way, like family, when you go to Route 22 Toyota. And now this special deal, if you will, that you can get, but you got to call right now. First five callers, next 5 minutes. You only have to late 30, please. It's 855-621-9949. You get that vital free multi-point inspection. You get a free oil change and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Oh, baby, that's me. Good morning. Come on, Bruce. Let me hear it. Joe Piscopo on the radio, Mr. Springsteen, everybody's got a hungry heart. Give it to me, Al. Come on.
Got a wife and kids in Baltimore, Jack. I went out for a ride and I never went back. Like a river that don't know where it's flowing. I took a wrong turn and I just kept going.
Sing it with me. Come on. Bruce comes up with these things when he writes, and being the brilliant writer that he is, I think he thinks when he writes certain songs that he knows the crowd will sing along with him. You know, in his head when he writes this. Like,
you think that?
Yeah, I think so. Like Mary's Place. You ever Mary's Place from what's the album?
I don't remember.
With Mary's Place, and it goes, there were licks in the song that you could sing along to like 50,000 people.
I'm wondering if he's writing it.
The Rising. It's from The Rising.
I'm wondering if he's writing it to, you know, it's more encouraging for him. Like, you know, I don't think artists go into it writing music
mechanically
saying,
like that.
This is a song that the crowd is going to sing along with me or whatever. I think
if you saw Bohemian Rhapsody, the Kiss did that when they went, You Will Rock Me. They said, hey, because the crowd was singing along with them, and that was the impetus, I think, to do that kind of thing.
But I think that's from the natural progression of the song. I don't think when Freddie Mercury and Queen were writing it, they were trying to get people to sing along with them.
You're my music critic. I always try to bounce that off you. Before, let me go to the calls if I can. Big Julie's been waiting. When you got a caller named Big Julie, you do not keep him waiting. Big Julie, thanks for calling, brother. What's on your mind this morning?
All the time, I'm still here. Don't worry, Joe. You can talk to me. I know Kerrick probably left the office already, but it's okay. I'm all right, Kerrick, if you're still there. Listen, Joey, the reason why I'm speaking, are you there?
Yeah, I got you. I got you, Big Julie. Oh, go.
Yeah. I got lots to listen. What's happening? You know, this is where I'm talking about this soccer team. This is where the importance of assemblies in school were very important, to teach us the respect of the country and the flag, and not to drop that flag.
That's right.
Two of the most disrespectful things that anybody can do is drop the flag and turn down a presidential invite.
Yeah.
And all I got to say is this guy, de Blasio, he didn't want to show up for 9/11 Memorial this time he'll probably show up on time with these people downtown today.
Yeah.
All I
got to
say, Joe,
Big Julie, great phone call. Right on the money, 8:29 right now.
It wasn't that he didn't show up on time.
Yeah, yeah.
De Blasio just didn't show up at all.
We're at the...
to Lou Alvarez's funeral.
Unbelievable.
And neither did
Unbelievable.
Cuomo.
Unbelievable.
And for two politicians, it's a disgrace not to show up at that man's funeral.
Yep,
I don't care what he's doing running for president. That sets an example. You're the leader of a city.
But
this guy died for us.
You're right. Luis Alvarez, we're talking about. And the governor and the mayor did not show up. They went to the wake. I know.
I don't know if the governor went to the wake. I know that the mayor went to the wake.
But then he was out in the road.
He was out in Iowa.
So what Big Julie's saying is so true. The whole tenor starts like that, this anti-American rhetoric and these misguided youth kind of.
I give Governor Murphy credit. Yesterday he signed a bill.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Give Governor Murphy credit. He signed a bill yesterday.
Yeah, that
was people
nice.
Who volunteered that live in Jersey, 9/11. This one fireman, apparently he volunteered during 9/11.
From
Clifton,
sure.
Right, from Clifton. They had used, Ellis Island, I think, as a ferrying point to triage victims.
Yeah, yeah.
He can't qualify for benefits because he was volunteering at the time and
now
he wasn't
gets full benefits. Duty.
Now he can tap into those benefits.
Yep.
So I'll give the governor credit.
There you go.
That's a great bill.
It's
great
exactly
that he
right.
signed it.
You're exactly right. Let me go to Steve real quick if I can. Steve, good morning. What's on your mind this morning?
Big Joe. You got a show, but you ain't got no melody. Joe, first, I want to shock talk radio today by saying something. I would love to establish a residency on your show where I just exclusively call you guys. And let's remember, 9/11 is a...
Well, no. Put him up for a second. Well, you can't...
His phone wasn't that great. He should call back.
All right. Give us a call back, Steve, because it was cracking like that. It was cracking like...
A residency. this is the problem with some callers. This is why this guy thinks he's a star. He spends too much time making cracks and jokes and inside things instead of getting to his point. The good callers get to their point.
The
other stuff is ancillary.
But I don't know what the heck is it with the phones anymore. They're cracking. It's
Internet
worse
based.
Than ever.
But
it's worse than ever, though.
People use cell phones to call into radio shows.
Yeah,
most of the phone lines are internet based.
I know, but let me tell you, it's not just on the phone. When I call in my house, I can't even get, and people are getting a repeater. Well, I got a cell phone. I spent a fortune on.
Wait a second. You live in an area of New Jersey that is not recognizable by GPS.
Witness protection is called.
Right. It's not that's where if the federal government wants to sequester people for trial, they should bring them to you. They could pay you because nobody will find them. I'm serious. You think I'm kidding? You have friends at the FBI. You should call them and say, look, you need a safe house.
They couldn't find out.
Come here.
They couldn't find out.
The FBI. They know everything. The federal government was putting things on Bernie Kerik's email and phones and whatever. They can't find your house. It's the perfect thing.
The boondocks. Let me go to Sam before we break. Sam, good morning. What's on your mind this morning?
You guys are very, very funny. I swear, guys, we should duplicate Mr. Gattulo in every corner in New York City, like a real-size image of Al Gattulo in every corner.
It's a good idea.
And in his eyes, we put like a camera, right? So this way for... But anyway, I'm calling.
It's a great idea, Sam.
Great interview with the. What was that? I'm sorry.
That's a great idea, actually. Surveillance by Al. Surveillance
by every corner in New York City.
Go ahead, Sam. I'm sorry.
The interview with the commissioner was great.
Thank you, Sam.
Joe, I loved it. And by the way, I met the commissioner a few times prior to when meeting him in your breakfast. He's one of the toughest people you ever meet.
Yep.
And by the way, this guy knows the Middle East very, 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 very well, if you know what I mean.
That's right.
But yet, one of the sweetest human beings you ever meet at the same time. Yep. A class act. And listening to the interview, Joe, I actually got the chills. You almost get emotional listening to this. And I'm so glad there are people. That gives me hope. There are people like you and the commissioner. Ah. And that what gives me hope for tomorrow. Now, talking about... Tomorrow, let's face it, this parade is not about these girls winning, okay? This parade is about anti-American. This parade is about bashing the president. This parade, that's why this despicable human being, de Blasio, is giving him the ticker. Well, if you hate America, you're a hero in New York City. If you hate the president, you're a hero. Let me tell you, I was so much into women football. I hate the word soccer, but women soccer.
Yeah, I got you.
I got my daughters into it. We used to watch it.
Yeah, yeah.
But now, if you have a young daughter, look up to these girls.
Yeah.
This is cool to this great. I mean, I like the commissioner said, Joe, I don't blame them. I blame who put them on the team, allow them to use that platform. Okay, so young girls look up to these girls. Heat in America is okay. It's fashionable. It is unacceptable. And if you really, truly love this country, you should not, absolutely, positively not, support what's happening in New York City tomorrow. Because this is not about winning the World Cup.
All right.
This is about anti-American, Joe.
Thank you, Sam.
Honestly, that's how I feel.
Thank you, Sammy. And don't forget, I remind you, listen, Sam comes from Egypt. He's a legal, immigrant into this great country, loves this country, and we love that Sam is so patriotic. And 877-970-2999, that's the balance of nature phone lines about this parade tomorrow. It's going to happen right outside our door here downtown, for the soccer team. And you know what? And we love that these girls won. But I agree with Sam. There's just something to be so political about it, and I wonder why. Maybe the parade is completely political. And if you go to the parade, do me a favor: wear a MAGA hat, please. Everybody, please. If you're at that parade, somebody should take that.
Or a banner. Bring a banner
but
so they can see it.
We should have like the a stand, a concession stand of MAGA hats. You can make a fortune tomorrow. Just a thought. That would be a good idea. 836, Joe on the radio. I see the phone calls flying in. We'll go to them ASAP. Right now, we got to jump to Big Al with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
73 degrees at 836. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. An Ocean County school district suing New Jersey, claiming the state did not give it an additional $30 million as originally planned. Lakewood's federal suit filed last week alleges the district was counting on the money that was taken out of the budget and recently signed by the governor. The lawsuit claims Lakewood needs $17 million more in order to provide a thorough and efficient education. No comment from state legislative leaders or the governor. Westchester shoppers are going to pay an additional 1% in sales tax beginning in August. County leaders applauded the initiative, arguing it would allow officials to fund more projects to improve the area. They say the increase will give Westchester an additional $90 million every year. 20% of the funds will go to local municipalities. 10% will be given to schools. In sports, Mets first baseman Pete Alonso, the 2019 Major League Baseball Home Run Derby champion, slugging first baseman beat Blue Jays rookie Vladimir Guerrero Jr. 23-22 in the finals at Cleveland's Progressive Field. Alonso wins $1 million in prize money, and by the way, in case you didn't know, he's donating portions of the prize money to Tunnel for Towers and Wounded Warriors. Kudos to Pete Alonso. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Gotta love it. Thank you so much, Al. Let's see what's happening right now on the northern state eastbound at 106.7. It's an accident. Sunrise Highway West at Lakeland Ave in toward Bohemia. A collision there. LIE westbound slowing down through Round Swamp Road. We're still seeing delays of about 5 to 10 at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Also on your way there, LIE West at Queens Boulevard. It's an accident. Mid-Hudson Bridge heavy in both directions. Inbound GW UB looks fine. Lincoln Tunnel 20, Holland 20. We're still seeing some major delays on the northbound New Jersey Turnpike. It's bumper-to-bumper traffic getting up toward the area of exit 8A. It's an accident investigation going on in the truck lanes. You're seeing at least a 10-mile delay here getting up through that stretch as well this morning. Still seeing volume Garden State Parkway South at 130 with an accident in the process of being cleared. Checking in on the forecast, sunny today, high of about 89, sunny tomorrow. High of 90. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Do it right to save on new appliances by shopping Lowe's July 4th savings. Get great deals like up to 40% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 7/10 U.S. only.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the smartwaytobuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com. smartthings.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the Smart Way to Buy.com. That's the Smart Way to Buy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code The Answer.
So we were out to dinner last night. I'm out with my good buddy Phil Guarneri and the good folks at Empire State Bank. And you know what? We're at a restaurant. Listen to me. And we're at a restaurant. Please listen to me. And you know what we're talking about? Michael's of Brooklyn. We're talking about one restaurant. We're talking about the, I swear to God, we're talking about Michael's of Brooklyn sauce and how good Michael's of Brooklyn sauce is. Now, you know how good Michael's of Brooklyn is when you're at another restaurant and you're talking about the sauce of Michael's of Brooklyn. With due respect to my friends at this other restaurant, which was great. It was close by. We grabbed it real quick last minute. Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. And then I did a whole speech at the table on how I make the rice. I told you this before. And I do sprinkle some Parmesan cheese on it. And then I put the Michael's of Brooklyn sauce on it. It's like this. It's like a low-calorie, low-fat risotto. It's fantastic. But if you want the real deal, you got to go out to Avenue R. Nostrand right there in Brooklyn, New York. Top five Italian, one of the top five Italian restaurants in the United States of America in the borough of Brooklyn, New York. You're going to love it. Fred is there, and Johnny is there, and Marianne, and Michael himself. And I'll tell you, just to meet Fred, by the way, is worth the price of admission alone. There is no price for admission, but you're going to love it. And Enzo will greet you there in a very spiffy bow tie. Please, Michael's of Brooklyn, Avenue R and Nostrand in the neighborhood in Brooklyn. And if you're listening around the country and around the world, as you do on AM970TheAnswer.com, we really appreciate that. Check out, and we were talking about this as well, you can get Michael's of Brooklyn sauce anywhere now in America. It's across the country. Started right here on the radio station. You've come out of Brooklyn, New York, baby. You got to check out Michael's of Brooklyn. And you know what I love about it, too? It's your chance to experience the authentic legacy of Italian tradition. It's Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Sorry, I forgot how young you are, Danielle. I'm sorry. I'm making Howard Stern references from 1981. I think you weren't even born yet.
No, I was definitely born. I was just, I might or might not have been in middle school at the time. My mother would
remember
have
Howard
me
did this.
Remember, Howard Stern.
I was saying, you know, Michael's of Brooklyn started with us. I said, and I turned to Danielle DiMartino Booth with us, and I said, you know, remember Howard did Snapple? And this is Michael's of Brooklyn's like kind of our Snapple. And Danielle looked like me. What are you talking about, Joe? It's like, who's Howard Stern? That's what he's going to say right now.
Well, I know who he is.
There you go. Thank you. Hey, I'm sorry about the traffic. Crazy traffic in New
York. Here's a shout out to New York City taxi cab drivers. At least you know where you're going. So my Uber driver did not. So.
Oh, man. But it's tough down here, Danielle. It's tough down in Wall Street. You know, this parade's going to be a zoo tomorrow, too.
Insane.
Oh, my God. So Danielle DiMartino Booth has this book called Fed Up. I'm holding it up. It's called Fed Up.
And, you know, we talked with you before. You're one of the few people to see the financial collapse of 2008 coming. You're going on Neil Cavuto's show later this afternoon.
I am indeed.
Give him my best. Tell Neil, say the Italian. The Italian guy says hi, because that coast-to-coast show is great that Neil does. Now, why were you able to see that collapse coming and none of the experts saw it coming in 2008, Danielle? What did you see?
Well, I think part of it had to do with the fact that the Federal Reserve was miscalculating the way that it measures inflation. So it wouldn't have seen a Mack truck headed for it at the time. But if you say that inflation is too low around anybody I know, you've got to stand back a few feet, because they're liable to try and deck you, because they know that the price of sending their kids to college or putting food on the table or filling up their gas tank has gone up in years. They know that.
So you've been critical of the Federal Reserve for years now. And I hear the president, I agree with the president when I say that the stock market bumps when the Fed raises its interest rates. You're telling me we need the Fed.
We do need the Fed. We need the Fed for many reasons. But we need the Fed for fewer reasons than what we've got it for now. It needs to be reined in a big way. They keep rates too low for too long, which causes the economy to go through these boom and bust cycles that are very debilitating long term. And they make countries like China focus on us and say, you know what, this is an internal weakness and it's a vulnerability. But for all of the end the Fedders out there, and I know there are quite a few, can you imagine what China does with our intellectual property and then superimpose that on what would happen if we didn't have a guardian for our financial system and what their cyber criminals could come in and do? So having an independent and strong Federal Reserve is really critical to national security.
Wow, that's a great observation. So China's looking for something.
Look, we know that our financial system is vulnerable. The credit card companies, banks, all the time you're hearing of these breaches. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine what would happen if there were fewer safeguards.
Yeah, it's so true. Now, there were tremendous job numbers out on Friday. We talked about this off mic. Over 220,000 jobs for
Woo-hoo!
The month of June alone. Come on. Does that make it harder for the Fed to cut rates now?
It gives the Fed cover to cut rates at a less aggressive pace. But right down here, right just a few streets away on Liberty Street, the New York Federal Reserve keeps a recession probability model going. Yesterday, it hit 33%. That is a 12-year high. Folks, we're headed for a recession, whether we like it or not. Fade the headlines sometimes. Look underneath the hood. The car may be running just fine, but the transmission block may be getting ready to fall out of it. So you've got to look under the hood. We've had average weekly earnings, that's known as a paycheck, decline from a 4% growth rate in January to 2.7%. We had 301,000, that's over the whole number of jobs created, of multiple job increases. That's people taking a second or third job on just to make ends meet. We've had shrinking work weeks, which means fewer bodies. That fewer hours typically precedes fewer bodies. And we've had layoffs going up for 11 straight months. So I'm sorry, but we cannot decouple from the rest of the country, from the rest of the world forever. And the rest of the world is sliding into recession. And it looks like we are as well.
But isn't there, and again, let's hope that's not the case.
We do.
And people are saying, oh, that's not going to happen. And because the
stock market's up.
But, exactly. But I'm wondering if. And when will this happen? First of all, let me ask: when do you think the recession will happen?
Well,
hopefully after the 2020 election year.
Well, we were just a few months shy of being in recession the last time the New York Fed's model was this high, 12 years ago. And if you talk to the freight shipping companies, we are Amazon. We're an Amazon nation. We are what we buy online, and we've had shipping the rate of shipping decrease for 6 consecutive months. So the people who maintain that data say that recession could be a third or fourth quarter event of this year.
Wow. So you're saying that you and I know when you get on with Neil will say that, too, because he keeps that. He never says it, but he asks. He's been asking a lot of times, which is kind of a red flag to me that maybe there will be a recession coming.
We've been in an industrial recession for months now.
But
our manufacturing sector has been slowing for months.
But the economy, it's epic. It's historic. It's like through the roof. So
it
you know
been.
It's. But everything that goes up has got to come down a little bit.
That's
so
right.
Is it OK to do that? I mean, and I know the president's enemies are going to want to go, oh, yes, recession.
The thing is, it's not political. The tax cuts came at a time when the economy really didn't need this huge fiscal stimulus, but there they were. So they really jacked up growth and gave us this sugar high. And as you say, sometimes highs end up in hangover. So that's kind of where we are right now.
You're making far too much sense, Danielle. I'm so sorry. Is there a possibility that there will not be a recession?
There is a chance. I was asked this question yesterday. I get asked this question frequently, and I think that if we could have potentially bipartisan infrastructure spending bill go through Congress, I mean, what are the odds of that happening, Pelosi? None. But if there was to be
gotcha.
A complete stalemate with the Chinese trade war, something along those lines, there might be a surge of optimism. But right now, we just had small business optimism come out, and they're saying that the uncertainty surrounding the trade war has begun to drag on small businesses, and we know they're the biggest job creators in the nation.
Yeah. Hey, Danielle DiMartino Booth, the name of the book is called The Fed. Are the tensions with Iran going to raise oil prices? Does that still work? Do we worry about that anymore?
Well, I mean, if you start to see, you know, drones over the Strait of Hormuz and you don't see a spike over $60 in oil prices, you'd have to say that it's fairly immune given all the supply out there. We should have seen a bigger spike, which is bad for households. You don't want prices at the pump going up.
Yeah. Thanks for fighting the traffic coming down here.
Absolutely.
Where are you going, back to Fox now?
Headed uptown now.
Oh, Lord. I'm sorry about that. Did you get the car that we sent? Frank and I always like to ask our guests that. They look at us with a car like, what car? And so, thank you for taking the time to come here. Give Neil my best.
I will.
And let's
will.
Hope that there is not a recession.
We can hope.
All right.
But
thank
we can
you.
Also be prepared.
Yeah, that's good. And infrastructure. Oh, my gosh. Wouldn't that be great?
Our country's infrastructure is crumbling.
Yeah,
that is,
yeah. Thank you.
That is not a mystery.
Thank you. Danielle DiMartino Booth. Thank you, Danielle. Piscopo in the morning. Debbie's out there. She's on the roads, bumpy and all, looking out for your traffic. Traffic-wise on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Danielle. Boy, it is really busy here over on Broadway. As you head from Houston Street, getting down toward the area of Park Place, just bumper-to-bumper traffic. Also seeing tons of volume here on Chambers Street between Greenwich and Center Street. Just absolutely bumper to bumper. Let's go out to the Gowanus eastbound. That's still very busy up through the Prospect. Delays back to the Verrazano. Westbound side of the BQE slowing down by the Manhattan Bridge. FDR Drive north in the 20s. Some stop-and-go traffic there. Queens Midtown Tunnel not too bad into town. 59th Street Bridge really busy on the upper level heading in. Watch for delays over on Sunrise Highway West at Lakeland Ave getting out toward Bohemia. It's a collision there to contend with. And we're still seeing delays this morning on the Hutch South getting down toward the area of North Street in Harrison. Looks like a tractor trailer went right into the overpass, so do expect some delays there. And the northbound New Jersey Turnpike right by 8A is an ongoing accident investigation in the truck lanes. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hey, Joe on the radio. It's 852. And yes, I see the phone calls. 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. You know, planning for the future is important. I know this because I did it. I had a will. I had all this stuff that I put together. It was so fragmented and ragtag. I went to my son, Joey, and I said, I told you this before, Joey, my consigliere, can we talk to Mike Connors? Because I read these Mike Connor commercials every day, and it seems like Mike could really help. Then I sat down, had dinner with Mike and Beth a couple times, and then I met Father Bilecki. And the Connors are beautiful people, and Beth is spectacular. And Mike is so knowledgeable about wills, about trusts, about power of attorney, health care proxy, living will, estate plan. And I settled everything, and I feel the weight of the world off my shoulders. You could attend a Connors and Sullivan free seminar, and have all your questions answered by Mike Connors himself. Tuesday, July 30th, the Greenhouse Cafe, 3rd Avenue in Bay Ridge, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m. Listen to this. Wednesday, July 31st at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. at the New York Marriott at the Brooklyn Bridge. That's 333 Adams Street in downtown Brooklyn. Thursday, August 1st at Buckley's Avenue S in Sheep's Head Bay, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., 7 p.m. Free seminars for Mr. Mike Connors himself. Now, if you can't make any of these free seminars, please call Connors and Sullivan. You know, Lisa's standing by for you. Bridget is there. The great Mike Connors team is there for you at Connors and Sullivan. You can get your own free office appointment. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. Mike Connors always says it, and he's absolutely right. The biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Thank you, Mike. Mike Gallagher, 10:05.
Joe looking very dapper in his paisley tie today.
I'm a stripe guy. I'm a bold stripe guy.
Yeah, yeah. You're like you like those Trump ties.
I like and a boom, boom, boom.
You have any Trump ties, by the way?
I do. I think I have a Donald Trump tie.
A couple of those. I've got one or two. They're nice.
They are nice. But I always get the stripe. So then, but you see the panels that I have. Panels on this.
Window panes.
This is the cheapest the window panes. The cheapest suit I have. This is it.
That's not a cheap suit. Trust me. You don't own a cheap suit.
I do. So then I wore this yesterday Judge Napolitano on Kennedy Show. So I went on there and I said, on TV, I looked at myself. I said, oh, that looks pretty good. I'm going to wear it tomorrow morning on the radio.
Look, good
hey,
look.
Hey, Mike, hold the phone calls. We'll go to the phones. Everybody's fired up. You know, the country's great. The president's doing great. And I love, there's an ad, not the promo that we play of you fired up. I love that you're fired up. What do we do with this Megan Rapinoe girl and the U.S. Women's soccer team, who we really love and appreciate, respect? They won.
I hated that I'm rooting for the Netherlands over the weekend. I hated myself for it. I'm like, come on. It's not, this is USA, Team USA. The president, though, if you'll notice, has handled this so diplomatically, you know, for all the complaints that he doesn't act presidential enough, he sure is taking the high road on this.
Yeah, I agree.
And congratulating them, Vice President. I think it'll be interesting to see how they respond to the inevitable invitation. Did you see the video of them dragging the flag on the ground?
Yeah.
And the other player, I think her name
Kelly
is...
Kelly O'Hara.
She scoops it up. But if you look carefully at that video, looks to me like this star, Megan Rapinoe, swats it away and takes it down to the ground, and it's just for a shot. She's been one of these anthem protesters, and it just riles me up because the greatness of this is not a pro franchise. This is Team USA. They're representing the United States. That's why if the White House invites you, it's your obligation to pay homage to this great country. Yeah. You're not playing for some, you know, privately owned company. And so it's frustrating. It does fire me up. They're fighting in St. Louis, the St. Louis area, over reinstalling the Pledge of Allegiance. The city council in this community outside St. Louis voted against the Pledge of Allegiance, for crying out loud. And yet it feels like we're living in an era, thanks largely to the president, where we are more patriotic, where we are, look at the 4th of July celebration. And he made fools out of all of them, Joe. Yeah. We played a montage of all the so-called smart talking heads. Oh, it's going to be politically propagandized. This is going to be... They were all wrong. Maggie Haberman of the New York Times, very authoritative, right? She confidently predicted he will call out his enemies in his speech at the... He didn't do that at all. Wow. Is she going to retract? Wow. Does she apologize? Do they ever retract, Joe? Ever?
Say, I'm sorry. Any humility at all?
Any humility, or just even a retract, even just a correction. Well, we thought they don't ever do that because they never give him credit. I'll tell you somebody who is fighting a good fight, and we're going to have her in studio along with her co-author. It's the book that everybody's talking about right now, the book about Justice Kavanaugh, Justice on Trial. The great Molly Hemingway is going to be in our studios here at 111 Broadway.
Cool.
Along with her co-author, Carrie Severino.
The studio with your gigantic picture out front.
She has to go buy the blinking Joe Piscopo neon sign and join us at 10:30 to talk about the inside story of what Judge Kavanaugh went through and what it took to get him onto the Supreme Court.
Mike, it's a joy working with you.
Great seeing
great
you.
To
joy
watch
working
you
with
work.
You. I'm going to try Paisley next time.
And you're a great patriot.
Love you.
God
take
bless
care.
You,
I
man.
Take
God bless you. Mike
Thanks,
Gallagher, 10:05. Right here on AM 970, The Answer. There's the man, the compassionate conservative, that is Mike Gallagher, right here on AM 970, The Answer. Professor Alan Dershowitz. Oh, you don't want to miss Avi, my buddy Avi from Brooklyn. Alan Dershowitz on. And Staff Sergeant David Bellavia, he is the Medal of Honor recipient, kind enough to join us
on Radio Piscopo. I tell you, we got a great next hour coming up. You don't want to go away. Five Boroughs is here, Albert and Debbie as well. You always at 877-970-2999. We're coming right back.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.